Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine today with a high of 85. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 62. High of 92 tomorrow. Mainly cloudy. Much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 70s. Showers both days. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Rural investment to protect our environment, known as RIPE, seeks to reward farmers for voluntary stewardship through the RIPE 100 plan. The farmer-led nonprofit seeks to pay farmers $100 an acre, rewarding farmers for the total public value of their conservation practices. In addition to carbon sequestration, the voluntary federal program would pay for improved soil health, cleaner water, biodiversity, and other environmental services. Brandon Honeycutt, RIPE Steering Committee Chair from Nebraska, said this is a first-of-its-kind policy that will help farmers invest in environmental improvements while mitigating the risk of implementing a new practice. The organization advancing the policy plan that will ensure that climate policy does not negatively affect farmers' profitability. RIPE payments would surpass the full cost of practice implementation and input cost increases from climate policy. RIPE is a coalition of farmers, ranchers, and agriculture trade association representatives advancing a national dialogue for climate policy that integrates fair and forward-looking agricultural solutions. The EPA announcing the appointment of Rod Snyder to become EPA's agriculture advisor. Snyder will lead outreach and engagement efforts in the ag community for EPA, working to advance the Biden-Harris environmental agenda for farmers and rural communities. Snyder recognized nationally for his leadership at the intersection of agriculture and environmental policy. He joins the agency after serving as president of Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott said, "I know that he will be a valuable member of the administration's senior leadership team." Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said he's confident Snyder will be a strong advocate for engagement and collaboration. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Officials say staffing shortages have gotten so bad at one of Kansas's largest prisons that inmates are spending more time confined to their cells. Kansas Department of Corrections spokesperson Carol Pitt said in an email that staffing is a problem across the prison system, but that the greatest challenge is at the El Dorado Correctional Facility. The result is more cell time and less access to programs and activities. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the prison population has shrunk during the pandemic, and the agency has closed some housing units to reduce staff needs. The agency also increased recruiting efforts. Authorities say a heat lamp near an enclosure for a pet turtle is responsible for a house fire in Manhattan. Just after 11 a.m. on Thursday, fire crews responded to a home at 3208 Highland Circle for a report of smoke coming from a house. At the scene, crews found a fire in the basement of a single-story residence. Losses estimated at $15,000 to contents and $15,000 to the structure. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sedgwick County law enforcement authorities are investigating an alleged threat of violence at a Kansas middle school. Just before 9 a.m. Thursday, police responded to a report of a possible school threat at Hadley Middle School in Wichita, according to Officer Trevor Macy. Students at the school reported seeing a post on Instagram that appeared to show someone holding a gun in what appeared to be a bathroom. The Instagram account also had posted threats, which prompted students to inform a teacher who called 911. Officers responded and an investigation began into who posted the image and the threats. It was later determined that the photo was not taken at Hadley Middle School in Wichita. Police are still investigating the case. Health officials are frustrated that many school boards remain reluctant to adopt mask mandates, even though most COVID-19 outbreaks in Kansas schools are occurring in districts without such requirements. The KDHE said on Wednesday that Kansas has 68 active school clusters, down from 79 a week ago. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News. Have yourself a great Friday.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive? From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission issues, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Becton Dickinson, BD, has completed an expansion at one of its Nebraska plants that will help the company continue providing hundreds of millions of needles and syringes to the U.S. government. That to help with the COVID-19 vaccination campaign. The company said yesterday that the $70 million expansion of production lines at its plant in Holdridge was completed with the help of a $42 million investment from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Dawn O'Connell, who is HHS's Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, said having a ready supply of domestically manufactured needles and syringes has been critical to the COVID-19 vaccination campaign. After landing at number 9 in the AP Top 25, the Michigan Wolverines are headed to Nebraska. The Cornhuskers and Wolverines mix it up tomorrow evening. 6:30 is the kickoff at Memorial Stadium. Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes will be a guest Saturday on our public affairs program, airing at 7:10 a.m. with a COVID update. A range of responses have been experienced through the course of the pandemic, as Rhodes notes that vaccines are impacting the broader population in severity of sickness.
Well, I have seen people positive from a week old to 100 years old. And I've seen people get from a week old to 100 years old who are unvaccinated get very sick. We have had deaths in unvaccinated people. We've had sickness that has lasted 10, 14, 16, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month with unvaccinated people. We have had breakthrough with vaccine-protected people, but their case has been very mild. They may have a mild illness for 24, 48 hours. That just makes a whole difference in your response to COVID, whether you've had a vaccine or whether you haven't. Even though there are people who have had no vaccine who do not get that sick, but there's a higher percentage that do get.
Nearly 60% of Marshall County residents are now fully vaccinated, and positive COVID cases have leveled off again, with 13 reported earlier this week. A third booster shot is now available for those immunocompromised.
Well, people who are immunocompromised, when they've had their first and second shot, they do not get the full uptake of antibodies. So they feel that they need that boost, that third dose 28 days after their second dose, after 28 days. And then that boosts those antibodies they already have, and that therefore will provide them with more protection.
With more indoor activities approaching as the weather turns colder, officials are bracing for a potential uptick again. Testing options are another means of controlling the virus spread through the population.
We at the health department test Monday through Friday, and we do PCRs by saliva or a swish and spit or an antigen, which is a quick swab. And then they can go up to the hospital, and they test from 10:30 to 12:30 every day. And those are all pre-scheduled, either the day before or early that morning. Ours are just a walk-in, or not a walk-in, but a call-in, and we schedule them as they call. We just do them as they call in.
More from Sue Rhodes this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KADY Public Affairs. The Marshall County Health Department is giving Pfizer and Moderna primary vaccines Tuesdays 8 to 5, with the Pfizer booster available 6 months after initial dose. Additionally, the department is now offering influenza vaccine Monday through Fridays. Outreach clinics are planned this month in Blue Rapids and Waterville, October 14th, Axtell, Summerfield, and Beatty, October 18th, Frankfort and Vermilion, October 20th, and in Bremen, October 21st. Times and locations are online at marshallcohealth.org and on the Health Department Facebook page. Marysville High School will host a marching contest Monday, October 11th, beginning at 9 a.m. Stadium. Eudora, Royal Valley, Sabetha, Holton, McLouth, and Clay Sutter will join Marysville High School, and the public is welcome to attend Monday beginning at 9. Connie J. Royal, age 74, of Beatrice, formerly of Liberty, passed away September 30th. Memorial service is planned Monday, October 11th at 1 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment will follow in the Dubois Cemetery. Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Connie Royal. Dallas L. Lockman, age 75, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Tuesday, October 12th, 11 a.m. at Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment at a later date at the Prairie Home Cemetery, Diller. Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dallas Lockman.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather continues over the next few days, but it is going to feel like summer out there for today and into tomorrow. We're seeing strong winds aloft out of the south, bringing in that warm air. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s for this Friday, even lower 90s for tomorrow. Ahead of this low pressure system, it does look like this low will push through, bringing chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday into the early parts of next week. As the system moves through, we're definitely going to see some cooler temperatures. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lower 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, breezy, lower 90s with wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. For Sunday, chance of rain, showers, temps mid-70s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early October 73, record high on this date 93, the average low 48, and the record low 20. Sunrise this morning 7:30, sunset this evening 6:59.
Will your indoor pets be comfortable in a cool house this winter? A few things to consider are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 8th, the 281st day of the year. Actors Chevy Chase and Matt Damon share a birthday, and Yankee Don Larson pitched the only perfect game in World Series history on this day in 1956. Many of us try to save energy by lowering thermostats when the house is unoccupied. But what if you have pets in the home? Will it be too cold for their comfort? Cats generally prefer it warmer, usually above 70 degrees. If they'll be in a cool home, try to provide an area with sun exposure where they can warm themselves. Dogs are comfortable in colder environments, but it varies among breeds and what they become accustomed to. If keeping the thermostat turned up is not an option, look into heated bedding products as an alternative. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hi, this is Chris Kleiman, head football coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. On October 8th, 9th, and 10th, Knights of Columbus members across Kansas will be handing out Tootsie Rolls and seeking donations for people with intellectual disabilities. Funds raised are distributed to local institutions and provide support to people with intellectual disabilities and are used to sponsor the Special Olympics basketball and cheerleading tournaments held in Hayes and Topeka this coming spring. When you see these Knights of Columbus members in their bright yellow aprons, please give your support as they help people with intellectual disabilities in the state of Kansas. Thank you, and go Cats!
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. The championship football game for the Jayhawk Conference will be held on a converted baseball field. The Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference signed an agreement with the Wichita Wind Surge and Riverfront Stadium in Wichita to hold their playoff championship game there on Sunday, November 21st. It'll kick off at 1 o'clock that day. Ticket sales begin today, according to Jordan Corbett, CEO of the Wind Surge. Tickets will be available for the general public as well as marketed to the alumni and booster clubs of the participating colleges. The upper box suites will also be made available to interested parties. The KJCCC will have playoffs involving all eight teams this year, beginning with the quarterfinal matchups November 7th, followed by semifinals on November 14th. All games prior to the championship will be held at the higher seed's home field. College football for Kansas, both the KU Jayhawks and the K-State Wildcats with a bye this weekend. Mid-America Network Sports. You'll definitely want to take in the Fall 2021 Chisholm Trail Gun Show, one of Wichita's and Kansas' oldest, largest, and most popular gun shows. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show happens at Park City's Hartman Arena Saturday and Sunday, October 9th and 10th. Doors open at 9 o'clock both days. A Midwest favorite, the Chisholm Trail Gun Show has table after table of guns, hunting supplies, and shooting supplies, buying, selling, and trading. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show, October 9th and 10th at Hartman Arena. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. 260 days after the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship to advance to their second consecutive Super Bowl, the two teams meet again in a Week 5 matchup under different circumstances. The Chiefs and the Bills are tied for first in the NFL in points per game at 33.5, but defensively, Buffalo remains at the top spot while the Chiefs are 31st.
The Bills are fresh off a 40-0 blitz of Houston and riding high behind one of the NFL's best defenses. Kansas City believes it righted itself last week in Philadelphia after a rare two-game skid, but the defense still has been an issue four games into the season. It'll be a night game at Arrowhead Stadium, kickoff time set for 7:20 Sunday night. An announcement yesterday from Cape and Mount Carmel Catholic High School in Wichita that they have hired Olympian Kelsey Stewart to coach the Crusader softball team. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Have a great weekend.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host Iowa State Saturday, October 16th in a night game at the Bill. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. and it's fan favorite Harley Day. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Cyclones and we celebrate our K-State Trailblazers. Don't miss Big 12 football under the lights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts Iowa State Saturday, October 16th.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover kicks off at Frankfurt in our Friday feature game, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights at Troy, Axtell travels to Lynn. Washington County's at Maranatha Academy. Centralia entertains Horton. Diller Odell at Johnson Brock, and Southern entertains Thayer Central. K-Prep's pregame show tonight at 6, TVL Roundup follows. High school football, Marysville at Concordia, Hanover at Frankfurt, our Friday live broadcasts.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Create a carefree spring garden with naturalizing bulbs planted in woodland gardens, large borders and beds, and even the lawn. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select bulbs that are suited to the climate and growing conditions and require minimal care and maintenance. Consider bulbs like Scylla, Snowdrops, Anemone Blanda, Glory of the Snow, Grape Hyacinth, and Daffodils. These will grow and multiply for years to come. Plant bulbs in a random, informal pattern to create a natural look. Use groups of 30 or more small bulbs like Squills and Grape Hyacinths for greater impact. You'll only need about 5 to 9 larger bulbs like Daffodils to achieve the same effect. Many gardeners choose the planting location, prepare the soil if needed, gently toss the bulbs on the ground. Then using a bulb planter or trowel, they plant the bulbs at the proper depth. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
MHS Drama Dogs present John Lennon and Me, a powerful play about living life to its fullest. This comedic drama showcases the talents of our local youth and will be featured live at the Marysville High School Auditorium this Saturday evening at 7, with a Sunday matinee at 2. Admission is by donation, and the public is welcome to enjoy John Lennon and Me this Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 live in the Marysville High School Auditorium.
It was a foreign attack on the U.S. mainland, yet few have heard the story of Japan's balloon bombs and the deaths they caused in South Central Oregon. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot Bio Proven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
During the last 2 months of 1944 and continuing into 1945, Japan launched over 9,000 balloon bombs, devices that floated on the jet stream winds to drop incendiary bombs on the U.S.
You had high school girls that made the paper that they made the balloons out of. They take them out of their school and put them in the factories, and that's where they did. They just stayed there and worked.
Cora Connor was 16 years old and working the switchboard in Bly, Oregon on May 5, 1945. Five students and a pastor's wife were killed when they came in contact with one of the bombs while on a picnic. The military rushed into Bly to use Connor's switchboard.
I wasn't allowed to speak to anyone about what had happened. Military did not want the word to get out. The people in town, because of all the military activity coming and going, knew, and their children didn't come home, they knew something had happened, and they knew that I knew it.
Angry townspeople soon gathered in front of the office, threatening Connor, even shaking their fists at the girl, demanding to have answers.
They didn't want the Japanese to know that they had been successful, but they did not want the word out.
About 1,000 of the bombs were believed to have reached the U.S. Some landed as far east as Iowa and Michigan. One was found in Alaska as late as 1955.
To our little town, I think there were 600 or 700 people lived right in our little town. It was just as bad as 911 in New York.
Today, few Americans have heard of the balloon bombs and the deaths in Oregon. However, Connor's story is one that shares the deadly impact of the war right here on American soil. Traveling the countryside in Klamath Falls, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of tools, collectibles, and miscellaneous for the Richard Harve Holly Estate. Saturday, October 9th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 315 West Walnut, Waterville. Selling a number of tools, including power tools, two 9-inch table saws, a jointer planer, radial arm saw, scroll saw, belt sander, miter saws, reciprocating saws, plus lawn and garden items include a Toro 38-inch rodding mower, Snapper 14-horse 33-inch rodding mower, push mower, Toro 5-horse 24-inch snowblower, aluminum mower ramps, gas weed eaters, a gas leaf blower, Coleman 5,000-watt gas generator, Homelite 16-inch chainsaw, several extension ladders, 12-gauge shotgun, also selling collectibles to include an oak 4-drawer gentleman's dresser with mirror and top side drawers, oak 5-drawer chest, 3-drawer dresser with mirror, over 20 Kansas license plates, 60s and 70s, plus other miscellaneous. This auction of tools and collectibles for the Richard Harve Holly Estate, Saturday, October 9th, begins at 10 a.m. at 315 West Walnut in Waterville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
While you're out doing yard work, look for dandelions. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Zapping the plants now with Weed Killer can prevent them from showing up in the spring as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Every year I have a bunch of dandelions come up in the yard. I've tried pulling them out, but if you leave any piece of the long taproot in place, it just sprouts a new plant. Horticulturist Ward Upham at Kansas State University says most people go after dandelions in the spring, but if you really want to eliminate them, do it now. During the fall, dandelions take the energy they made during the summer and push it down toward the roots so they can survive the winter.
Therefore, if you spray them at that time of year, it takes the herbicide and puts it down to the root where it kills the plant from the root up. In the spring, the opposite happens. Everything is coming from the root to the top so it can put up new growth and make the energy it needs from photosynthesis. And so it's much more difficult to get that chemical down to the root where it does a good job of control.
This is why dandelions get off to such a strong start in the spring. They develop that root system in the fall and raring to go when the weather warms up again. Upham says many dandelions growing now are young because the weed has been putting out a flush of new plants. They're the easiest to kill. Any herbicide that's listed for dandelion control will work, but there are other factors to pay attention to.
You want to have a day that's at least 50 degrees or over. Also, you want those plants growing well. In other words, if you're in the middle of a drought, you may want to actually water before you treat, because the better those plants are growing, the more herbicide they take up and the better kill you get.
He advises not mowing the lawn a few days before application and also a few days after to allow the herbicide time to move down into the roots. Find more tips for controlling those pesky dandelions at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet of fried chicken, liver and onions, ham, and all the trimmings this Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion. $12 for adults, $5 children under 10. Sons of a Legion Buffet, Sunday, serving 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Waterville Community Connections, formerly Waterville Chamber of Commerce, will host a consignment auction Sunday, October 10th. Sale starts at noon at the Waterville Community Center. Drop-off of items begins at 8 a.m. Sunday, October 10th. Again, sale starts at noon. Concessions will be available. For additional information, contact Moby at 562-7006 or Darla at 562-6595. If you'd like a number in advance, call Joyce Stryker at 268-0601. Waterville Community Connections Consignment Auction, Sunday, October 10th at the Community Center in Waterville, begins at noon.
The benefits of adding a third crop to a corn-soybean rotation, today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. I introduced you to Taylor Assumption in yesterday's show. He and his four brothers crop 15,000 acres near Frederick, South Dakota, and also have cattle. The farm has just started offering Anthem Oats, a premium quality oatmeal brand sold in retail stores and direct to consumers at anthemoats.com. Assumption says oats were part of the mix off and on over the years.
Raising oats isn't very profitable, so we're looking for ways to add value to that crop. We've seen really big yield increases following our oats with corn compared to just a corn and soybean rotation, and been able to go away from some of the traded corn products because with that third year rotation, you break up some of those pest management problems. So it's a good fit, and that was kind of my hope in starting this, was we'd be able to go to a three crop rotation. So a third of our farm would be oats, a third corn, and a third soybeans.
Assumption says the oats are easy to grow from a fertilizer and water use standpoint. They also use the straw for their livestock. The Anthem Oats brand is the first value-added venture for the farm.
Part of the struggle of family farms is finding a way to stay profitable. And I think value-added agriculture is one of the biggest tools we have to keep family farms alive in the U.S. And I hope it's a trend that we see continue.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
4-H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, First National Bank in Frankfort, and your country, KNDY.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water.
Your air and your food.
You're going to need our drink and our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Marshall County 4-H is going, and the next generation of leaders. Join us today.
In celebration of the National 4-H Week, Marshall County is seeking new members.
visit Kansas4H.org or your local extension's office to find a 4-H club near you. That's Kansas4H.org.
I'm Colton Schmidt. This is my second year with Home City Hustlers. My favorite project was arts and crafts.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, First National Bank in Frankfort, and your country, KNDY.
For youth, for America, for
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While many individuals notice it at the grocery stores, and many livestock producers notice it as being livestock producers on the low prices that they receive with such a high cost in the grocery store on the back end. Consumers notice it every single time, and price for meat, specifically beef, has increased quite a bit over the past couple of years. But the big question is, where is all the money going? Tom Sharp, the president of the Oregon Cattlemen's Association, says that consumers need to know those extra dollars that they're paying are not making it into the pockets of the actual ranchers.
Those profits have largely gone solely to the major beef packing companies that dominate box beef production here in the United States. So there's really four multinational companies that produce 83% of the total box beef for retail consumption here in the United States.
He says that that's one reason why so many in the industry support federal or state legislation to help increase the number of small to medium-sized packing plants. Another key issue facing the cattle industry is discussing of a return of the MCOOL, or the Mandatory Country of Origin Labeling. While struck down years ago by the World Trade Organization for being anti-competitive towards Canadian and Mexican production, Sharp says that consumers deserve some form of the COOL so they understand where their food actually comes from.
And if WTO, you know, laws can be accommodated in a mandatory cool process, our Secretary of Agriculture is open-minded to reinstating mandatory cool.
He said that the current Ag Secretary, Tom Vilsack, has expressed some interest in potentially returning to the cool program, but says until the WTO issue can be resolved, the OCA supports a voluntary form of country of origin labeling. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office found on select pre-stock vehicles with approved medical Saxon fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sale.
Don't get green with envy because your neighbor grills better than you. Get the big green egg from Hometown Lumber and Hardware and turn up the heat in your backyard cook-off. This baby is a grill, a smoker, low and slow roaster, and an outdoor oven all in one, providing you with some of the best tasting dishes on the block, in the neighborhood, or even the entire town. See the selection of big green eggs at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. By shopping local, you do make a difference.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announcing today a program aimed at expanding capacity for meat and poultry processing, addressing bottlenecks in the food supply chain created by the pandemic. According to a USDA media advisory, it will be a loan guarantee program. The White House issued a report in September blaming consolidation in the meat industry for increases in retail meat prices. They said the reality of today is that farmers are losing money on cattle, hogs, and poultry that they're selling at a time when consumers are seeing higher prices at the grocery store. The fact now that there are record profits, or near record profits, for those in the middle, Vilsack said. The four largest meat packers, Tyson, JBS, National Beef, and Cargill, control between 80 and 90% of the fed cattle slaughter market, according to the North American Meat Institute. And it's expensive to build a new meat processing plant. K-State's economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer said beef packing facilities cost about $100,000 per head of capacity to build. And the United Kingdom will begin negotiations with the 11 countries in the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership as it moves to join the multilateral trade agreement. The CPTPP includes Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. Those are some of the world's largest pork-consuming nations. In June, the UK started the process of joining the trade bloc. Joining the CPTPP is among the pork producers and others' top trade priorities. The U.S. was part of the trade pact's predecessor, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Duckweed is usually considered a nuisance in the pond. A Rutgers University professor says it's nutritious and we should farm it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Duckweed is the world's fastest growing plant. If you've ever tried to get rid of it in a farm pond, you'll probably agree. However, it's being researched as a domestic human food source and an agricultural crop that can be grown in both urban and rural farming operations. Eric Lamb is a distinguished professor of plant biology at Rutgers University. For 10 years, he's been studying different strains of the tiny plant and its nutritional value.
There are particular strains that have been measured to have up to 40% dry weight and protein. And the protein content have been examined by a number of researchers to have very good complements of different essential amino acids. So it's compared very favorably, for example, with soybean, which is one of the most common source of plant protein.
In nature, duckweed is grown on the pond, but Lamb says that's difficult to standardize. They grow it hydroponically in a lab in much smaller, easier-to-manage modules.
And duckweed, because it's small size, allow you to do that, to scale at different levels. So we could start with 1 square meter, for example, as the size of a tray, you know, and learn how to grow it. And then by integrating that tray with other trays, vertically and horizontally, we can then scale very quickly.
Lamb says they're tweaking optimal nutrients, lighting, and temperature to promote the fastest growth. In the meantime, they have a commercial venture called Planet Duckweed to attract collaborators and investors. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farming duckweed at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, getting ready to wrap up the markets here for a Friday in just a little bit. And the big news that's been leading really the conversation in trading today has been harvest planting and the global exports going on, along with the quality of the product as well. The latest news coming out of Ukraine with their harvest nearly complete in the country on 11.2 million acres across the nation, or nearly 70% of their expected planted area, or they've collected more than 49.4 million metric tons of product as of yesterday, October 7th, which is really up 3% points a week on week. According to data from the country's agricultural minister, so far in the country of Ukraine, corn harvested progress is at 7.4 percent points over the week to reach 4.2 million metric tons harvested, or roughly 14.4 percent of the anticipated areas. At the same point in time back in 2020, some million metric tons of corn had been gathered from 1.1 million acres. In the corn market, we are still seeing a little bit of green, but it has slowed down a little bit as we've gone through the day today. December corn right now is up a half a point at 534 and a half. Kansas City wheat right now is still struggling a bit. December is down 4 points at 737 and a quarter. In the country of Russia, with their Ministry of Agriculture, they announced earlier today as well the number of wheat exports from the country from October 13th to the 19th is set to be $58.7 per ton against the 57.80 per ton just a week earlier. Over in the cotton market, we are seeing some green, some red on the board now for the first time in a while, as December cotton has dropped down 19 cents at 111.42 as that market begins to balance itself out. November canola is down by 20 cents at 927.10. Livestock is mixed across the board, with live cattle in the green right now, feeder cattle in the red. The lean hogs are mixed in the market. Over in the U.S. dollar index, we are seeing that in the red a little bit today as well, down 3 cents at 94 and at 19 cents. 30-year bonds for December are down in the red at 157. 10-year notes down in the red at 131. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association. We'll be right back.
seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville heads on the road to take on Concordia on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Frankfort hosts Hanover on FM 95.5.
Full-time legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.